Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, who had previously rejected DCF Commissioner Olga Roche's resignation offers, said Tuesday he had reluctantly agreed to accept it now, believing the troubled child welfare agency cannot move forward with her at the helm.
That she cannot garner the confidence of the public or of her line staff.
Roche, who has 30 years' experience as a social worker, was DCF commissioner for only a year. The new interim commissioner, Erin Devaney, has been at the Child Welfare Agency for just a month. She was previously chief of staff at the Registry of Motor Vehicles. Roche's departure came a day after the Speaker of the Massachusetts House, the state Senate president, and the Massachusetts Attorney General called for her removal. They did so after weekend news reports about the death on Saturday of a 16-day-old infant. A DCF caseworker was to have visited the family the day before the parents brought the unresponsive girl to a hospital. Patrick called it a risky move to replace Roche because she was overseeing reforms at the DCF, but he said she had become the focus of all criticism being directed at the Child Welfare Agency.
The focus of our collective attention and efforts must be on the work of protecting children under DCF's care. Under the current leadership, that focus seems impossible.
DCF has been under scrutiny since late last year when it was revealed that a 4-year-old boy had gone missing during a time when caseworkers had skipped several scheduled visits to the boy's home in Fitchburg. 4 DCF staffers were later fired. The body of the child, Jeremiah Oliver, was found earlier this month. Authorities are also investigating the death of a 1-month-old baby in Grafton, where police said they faxed a child abuse complaint form to DCF, where it was misplaced for 6 days. Massachusetts Health and Human Services Secretary John Polanowicz said Grafton police failed to follow up with a required phone call, so he's had the abuse complaint form changed to highlight the reporting requirements.
And we've tried to make it very clear on the form that here's the number that you call, you're required to call.
John Goodwin, president of the Center for Human Development, a Springfield-based nonprofit social service agency that works with children, said he hopes the focus shifts now to fixing problems at DCF, including the high caseloads of the agency's social workers.
I feel like we're making progress in most areas of service to children, and this has been an amazing setback over the last couple months with these 3 deaths, but I'm still optimistic that things are turning around and will get better.
Joan Kagan, CEO of Square One, a Springfield-based early childhood education program, said the crisis at DCF underscores the need for community-wide efforts to prevent child abuse.
What do families need in order to ensure that their children are safe? Whether it's parent education classes, mental health counseling, financial assistance if they're stressed from not being able to put food on the table or properly clothe their children.
Child welfare advocates participated in a child abuse prevention program at Springfield City Hall Tuesday. A children's memorial flag was raised at City Hall to honor each child lost to violence and raise public awareness about child abuse. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.